Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman-based farmer Sid Rowland about the Appreciation Celebration event he is hosting at Marr Park on this coming Sunday of those who aided and assisted Kansas farmers who were affected by the wildfires of last March.
What were the kinds of efforts that you saw from the Washington area?
Well, there was a lot. I had made a trip to Kansas actually the week after the wildfire, but I did not get down into the fire zone. My dad lives about 120 miles from there, but when I came back, the first thing, I actually was watching the TV news one night and saw a story done on how they had gathered material at Ainsworth at Vision Ag, and that was organized by Carol Horning and Megan Coakley, and they were sort of the organizers, you know, some of the initial organizers in the Washington area that got things started, and that's what cued me into that something really good was going on.
Was there any specific efforts that you did yourself to aid Kansas farmers who were affected?
I did. I mean, there was, I guess, as somebody who grew up out there, I felt like I should not just watch, but also be a participant. And I guess I was able to donate financially to the relief effort. But I also made a trip over Memorial Day weekend, and I had a gentleman, a friend from Wellman, P.R. Schrock, went with me. We went out to Ashland, Kansas, and did a couple of days of fencing work for some local ranchers out there.
Have you heard, as far as lately, how things are going there for those who are kind of having to rebuild or restructure at their farms?
I have. I mean, I've talked to a number of different people, and I would kind of lay that into a couple of different camps. There are some people who basically, you know, had their losses were not small enough, but they didn't lose so much that they haven't already gotten the job done. There are some ranchers who not only had volunteer labor, but also brought in fencing crews to try to quicken the process, and a lot of those people are done, but there are a number of people who, you know, maybe are only at this point a fourth or a half done and still have a lot of work to do. When I was out there Memorial weekend, we actually did some fencing work over in Meade County, which is the far west county that burned, and we saw lots and lots and lots of fence that still needed to be done.
If you could comment on the state of Iowa in general and how you think Iowa's and their farmers' response was to this crisis that was in Kansas.
I guess if I had one word that I could use, it would be amazing. I was astounded at the level of support and organization that went into this. There were farm bureaus involved. There were cattlemen's associations involved. There were FFA associations, 4-H clubs. There were, the faith community did a wonderful job raising money to buy fencing supplies. There was just a huge amount of support, and a lot of that came from the Washington area.
Tell me a bit about the event. What all is going to be happening this coming Sunday?
Well, we're going to do several different things. We're going to serve up some Wells Blue Bunny ice cream and desserts. That's going to be the menu for the day. We are going to have live music, bluegrass by the great Bluegrass Herons of Sharon Center. I think they're pretty familiar in your area. I know they played the Ainsworth Opera House before. We're also going to be having slideshows of basically the wildfire as it happened, and then also Iowa's relief response. I've spent quite a bit of the summer putting together the slideshows that we'll look at on Sunday. There's some excellent photography of the wildfire as it happened, the aftermath of what things looked like after the fire, and then also just all the groups. I mean, the slideshows are basically a menagerie of a lot of different Iowa groups that went down to help, including a lot from the Washington area.
And who do you hope will attend the event this Sunday?
Really anybody that had any part in Kansas wildfire relief. I actually went back and reviewed some of the old articles myself. At that time, I remember the first article that was published about Carol Horning and Megan Coakley's first effort, it mentioned that there was at least 100 people involved. Well, those people have husbands and wives. They have children. I mean, we want to reach out to all these people that may have helped. We realize probably not it won't work for everybody's schedule, but if they helped, we want them to consider coming and joining us.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sid Rowland about the Kansas Wildfire Appreciation Celebration event he is holding at Mar Park this Sunday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.